Boker Tov Yedidai, we are, today is Yom Shalishim Shabbat Kodesh, Chai Be'adar Rishon, Kantan, almost Purim, Shmakamaisis. Anyway, next week is Parashat Shkalim, Arba Parashiyot. So we're on page Si'ata Dishmaya of the Or Letzion. Two paragraphs from the bottom. We're talking about Chinuch for Midot Tovot, וכלל גדול בעבודת המידות, שככל שירגיל האדם את עצמו ברגלים טובים בגיל צעיר, כך יקנה לעצמו תכונות נפש טובות למשך כל החיים. The younger you start training yourself to have מידות טובות in your youth, that's the easier it's going to be, and the longer you're going to be able to hold on to these מידות טובות for the long haul for the rest of your life. כי אדם צעיר פחות מושרש בטבעים, וגם יכול לעשות ככל העולה על רוחו. ולכן אם מצליח ללכת בדרך נכונה, שכרו גדול. Yeah, this is actually rooted in the Rambam, in הלכות תשובה. The Rambam says, אינו דומה, a young man who's חוזר בתשובה, to an old man who's חוזר בתשובה. Because when you're young, כוחו במותניו, you can do whatever you want, nobody's telling you anything, whatever, and you're able to be מתגבר on your מידות, it's שכרו גדול. Plus, you're less inclined, you're not like, it's very, very, you know, and not for, there's a saying in English, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Once a person's old, whatever, can't eat, you know what I'm saying? The people who wear the tefillin like a banana, you know what I'm saying? And they've done that for years and years. Go try to tell them, by the way, your tefillin is in the wrong place, whatever, you've been doing it wrong your whole life, you gotta fix it. It's not happening, you know what I'm saying? People have this thing. Man Asot, he uses it, yeah.
Is there a reason to give them more star as
well? If they change, bevadai. But he's just saying, he's pointing out that it's hard. It's kashe lekabel when a person's older. Anyway. Bekitzer, I stopped telling people to fix their tefillin a long time ago. I got blasted for it. Is it? No, many times. Many, you go over to, you try even.
Old people
are usually older. Usually, you know, if people are already, you know, baya gdola. People who are, you know, 65 and older, you know, like already collecting Social Security. That's already. It's not. You can't change them. You go look at how. Midot work that, you know, you go over to a guy who's already retired and you tell him, you know, just sweet, your tefillin is in the wrong place. Or not even like, can I help you position your tefillin correctly? Can I help you? You happen to be a, you know, younger person who knows, what I'm not pointing out your faults, I'm not whatever. And then immediately, what is tchunat nefesh ha'adam, where does it take you? What do you mean? I've never worn tefillin before? This is how my father wore tefillin, and my grandfather, and they all... So what exactly is it that you want me to tell you? You were never yeretz tefillin, neither your father or your grandfather, all karkafta delam anach tefillin, poshei yisrael begufam. What exactly is it that you want me to tell you? But tchunat nefesh ha'adam is that the older you get, and you get like mushrash, you take everything offensively. So I stop fixing people's tefillin. No more, you know, you want to wear your tefillin like that? Wear it. Knock yourself out. I can't help you. And he says,
don't be that guy.
Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
Don't become that guy.
Don't be that guy. Fix yourself young. Accustom yourself. One of the memchet kinyanei Torah. Chazal say in Meforash, ohev et ha-tochachot. Not just be okay with tochachot. Ohev. Love it. People come and give you musar. No, who cares? Who cares who's telling it to you? If it's right, accept it, fix it, and move on. Don't be have a little thick skin, you know what I'm saying? Especially in Rabbanis, that's the worst. If you're, you know, Rabbanim eat a lot of crow, you know what I'm saying? It's very, very, very difficult. And people come to them, they have he'arot, you know what I'm saying? If you're a Rav, or by Sfaradim, a Shliach Tzibur, forget it. Pile Yo'etz, in Erech Shliach Tzibur, he talks about that. Especially by Sfaradim, Shliach Tzibur is the worst job ever, especially if you're Chazan Kavua. Too fast, too slow, too loud, too quiet. You know what I'm saying? There's always... You never do a good job. Or people will tell you, I'm also Shliach Tzibur. So it was great, but you always... Anytime somebody gives you a compliment, know that there's some criticism coming with that. You know what I'm saying? So the Pelei Yoetz already says, just smile and nod. You can never please everybody. It's always going to be too fast for somebody, too slow for somebody else, too loud, too quiet. Why didn't you wait for this one? Why didn't you do that one? Everybody's already always got something to say. And if you're a Rav or a Shliach Tzibur or any other position where people are criticizing you and you have a meltdown every time somebody criticizes you, You're not going to get, you know, go, you know what I'm saying? Go be an accountant. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Whatever. No, even there. Why don't you get me a bigger refund? Why the bigger write-offs? There's always, you have to know, okay, take criticism. If it's emet, try to internalize it, move on. And if it's not emet, nu yalla, sa. You know what I'm saying? Big deal.
What does it say to someone on the Torah for them to get accept Moser? You get very offended. It means they have gaiva?
Well, if you get offended from every, again, when you give Moser, if you're going on the offensive and you're condescending, so you could be offending the person. Don't, let's not, you know what I'm saying? But even if you're doing it sweetly and the guy's like, oh, he's getting, there's a pasuk in Mishle about that. Rabbeinu Yonah brings it, I'll tell you where, Shaare Teshuvah, Shaar Gimal, Ot Resh Lamed Aleph. He brings the pasuk in Mishle. Divrei Nirgan Kemitlahamim Vehem Yardu Chadre Batin. Nirgan is somebody, you do him a favor, you just talk to him regular, he's right, he takes everything so personally and so, you know, drama queens, but just male forms, everything so dramatic. You told me this, you said, whoa, teraga, you know what I'm saying? Take it easy. What are you getting all worked up about every little thing? Take it easy. V'im lo ya'aseh zot begil tza'ir, yamav ketzel over v'yafsit to'elet gdola. You got to work on it when you're young, because when you're old, it's nearly impossible to start changing bad midot. Ki achar she'amidot hamgunot kvar kayamot, ha'milchama kasha. U'bifrat im avru rov shenotav. What's Rov Shenotav, people?
60.
Rov Shenotav, 35. Yemei Shenotenu Bahem, 70 Shana. Once you're 35 and you didn't work on your midot, you're toast. Not fully toast, but you're getting there because it's hard. Ki achar she'amidot hamgunot kvar kayamot, he says, ubifrat hem avru Rov Shenotav, shenidme lemidbar natush shirotzo leofcho lemakom yishuv. Sheomnam efshari hadavar, ach shinui ze karuch bema'amatz gadol. He says, you want to take a desert, a barren desert, and turn it into like a nice, settled place, whatever. It's doable, but it's very hard. Ulmashal be'anyanei amidot shebin adam lachavero. Yesh sur mira, v'yesh ase tov. Yeled o na'ar, shemargilim noto le'avat Yisrael u'gvinut chasadim. Le'ayranut le'tzorkei achaver. When you have a kid, and you try to make him sensitized to ben adam lachavero, gminut chasadim, being sensitive to other people's needs, lerachmanut ulechvod abriyot, kechol shenoten da'ato lekach, haru davek betachlit abriya. You know, you try to impart him the importance of the more you pay attention to that, the more he realized that's the tachlit abriya. What's the tachlit abriya? Rav Meisha used to say, alav shalom. What a beautiful thing. He says, when a person passes away, what do most people remember? Not how much Torah he knew, how nice he was to people. Rav Meisha said that. People will remember if you were a nice guy or not. And even Gdolim, when Gdolim are remembered, when their legacies are, you know, spoken about, obviously their Geonut is spoken about, but what do people usually connect to? How relatable that Gadol was. How much he was there for the Am. That's the only thing you leave here. Rav Moshe said that. Can you imagine? And he says, Le'etiv la'acherim, ve'kach lo yohav rak tatzmo. Teach a kid to be selfless, not selfish. We live in a very selfish, self-centered, egotistical, megalomaniac society. Everybody's just in it for themselves. Dog eat dog. I'll trounce anybody that I need to in order to get to my goal. You know what I'm saying? And if you're in my way, I'm going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? That's society. No. The Torah says, you got to be a mensch. Be a nice guy. Lismoach besimchat chavero. To have a live tov. Your friend has a success. Your friend was matzliach in something and you weren't. Be happy for him. Aaron HaKohen. Halo Aaron achicha alevi yotze likratecha v'ra'acha v'samach belibo. The Midrash says that's why Aaron was zocheh to wear the choshen. Alev Aaron. Why? Because he had a huge heart. He had his whole career taken away. Aaron was the Navi. He was the leader of Am Yisrael. Hashem said now it's Moshe's turn. His younger brother, Mapitom, says v'ra'acha v'samach belibo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yedi alav. That's the way a Jew should go. V'lachin yisir Shlomo HaMelech chanoch lana'ar al pi darko gam ki yazkin lo yasuna mimene. You got to start young. If you don't start young, whatever. Sometimes in this generation, Western society has their own weird, warped, Freudian majnun concept about chinuch. You know, he's too young, he's not going to understand, you know, you got to wait until he's older, he's not going to grasp, boys will be boys, all sorts of Freudian gehinnom. You know what I'm saying? That's not... Sigmund Freud was a kofir. Atzum. Rasha. Gadol. Anyway, bekitz, ziyadua. Huh? What do you mean for what?
Who's Sigmund Freud?
Yeah, big psychologist. Big Rasha. Anyway, Bekitzer, in a nutshell, you know what he held? Anybody taking psych?
But the earth was a coping
mechanism. Hashem is a coping mechanism to run away to when things are hard. And he says there are certain ingrained things in your, you know, in your psych that can never be changed. Resign yourself to it and allow your... Connect yourself with the inner behemah. Eze chamor. Mamash afuch shel Torah. The Torah says, yeah, you have a nefesh abeami. But Hashem says, I gave you chelek eloa miman to be able to overcome it. Hashem is not a ir miklat. Hashem is meloch ol haaretz kevodo. Hashem is ailat kol ailot, sibat kol asibot. He makes everything. He is everything. Haya uvevi yeish tabach shemo melech melech melechim. He is everything. Not a place to turn to because you're weak. Divrei kfira, afra lepume, kadosh baruch hu is kol yachol. He makes everything go round. He is everything. If you're... There's a pasuk in Mishle. Ki motzei matza chayim. When you find the kadosh baruch hu, you connect to the life source. That's what a kadosh baruch hu is. It's... If you're not connected to a kadosh baruch hu, that's death. Even though you might be breathing... Even though you might have a heart rate, but it's death to be disconnected from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's mavet. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mikor. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, ki shenayim ra'ot asa ami, lachtov lahem borot, borot nishbarim, asher lo yachilu amayim. They left a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mikor mayim chayim, mikor. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mikor of everything. And he says, yimach shemo, he says that, what's the agid ezebet midrash? Ma'us. Ze mukce mechamat mi'us. So, mamash. Even though on Shabbat, mukce mechamat mi'us, right? What's the halacha? Mutar. Aval biyom tov, mukce mechamat mi'us, we're more machmir. Even, you know, the chachamim were gozer on dine mukce biyom tov, even more than Shabbat. Why? Because they didn't want people to be mezalzel b'kdushat yom tov. So even... No, regular things that wouldn't have been mukteh b'Shabbat. For instance, mukteh mechamat mi'us, mukteh mechamat she'omed l'ischora, all sorts of different things like that, there are surim b'yom tov. So you shouldn't come to be mezalzim. Zeh mamash mukteh mechamat mi'us kol yom. When they teach it, what do they tell you? Bemet? Oh, because they're going to embellish it. They're going to say, zeh... Of course they don't let them. It's kfira. It's pure kfira. Huh? Who?
Oh, I'm not going to that thing.
The guy's a kaifer.
That's Jewish.
The prophet.
You were reported through that.
Yeah?
Yes. And in theory, you're already...
The guy stood for everything neged Hashem and neged Meshicho. Mamash. Bevadai. Ze lo kacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Eze. Don't listen. It's metamtem to live. Is it Timtum Alev? Yeah. There's about Avodah Zarah and Kfira. Harchek me'aleha darkecha. You have to stay far away. Hashem ya'azrenu la'ovdo b'chol levavenu u'lashlim chovatenu ba'olam hazeh kirtzono. Amen, kini ratzon. Continue tomorrow. Yom Tov.